CRI News, I'm Xi Zhi. China and Russia have pledged to boost their cooperation when handling international affairs. In a joint communique issued at the end of Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's two-day visit, the two sides stressed that the United Nations should play a core role in international affairs. They also agreed that a timetable should not be set to reform the UN Security Council.During Putin's visit, China and Russia agreed on crude oil prices following the 16th regular meeting between the two countries' prime ministers. China is urging the US government, Congress and communities to firmly oppose the action of pressuring Chinese RMB exchange rate with its domestic legislation. In a written statement, Foreign Ministry spokesman Ma Zhaoxu says pressuring the RMB exchange rate by way of domestic legislation is a wrongdoing,urging the U.S. to resist protectionism and the politicization of economic and trade issues. His remarks came in response to the U.S. Senate's passing of the Currency Exchange Rate Oversight Reform Act. The bill is especially directed at China's currency, the yuan, which the U.S. claims is undervalued to make Chinese exports to the U.S. cheaper. The controversial legislation still needs the approval of both the House of Representatives and President Barack Obama before becoming law.29 family members of the 12 Chinese sailors killed in Thailand last week will depart on Thursday to identify the bodies. They will leave for Thailand from southwest China's Yunnan province. The sailors were killed after their ships were hijacked by suspected drug traffickers on the Mekong River. Of the 13 sailors on board, 12 bodies have been retrieved. Shipping on the Mekong River has been suspended following the attacks.Three police stations in the Iraqi capital Baghdad have been hit by car bomb attacks, with at least 14 people killed and some 60 others injured. The Interior Ministry says seven policemen were among the dead. Violence has been increasing in Iraqi cities as local security forces are preparing to take over control after the proposed departure of U.S. troops by the end of the year.The United States says it will increase international pressure on Iran, which it alleges is behind a plot to kill the Saudi ambassador in Washington. Two Iranians have been charged with conspiracy over what U.S. officials said was a plan conceived and directed by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. Iran has dismissed the allegations as false and baseless. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has said the U.S. would consult with its international partners to send a very strong message over the alleged plot. A cargo ship that has been leaking oil after running aground in waters off New Zealand has begun breaking up. The Liberian-flagged Arena has been wedged on a reef off the east of the North Island for a week. Hundreds of seabirds are thought to have died after contact with the estimated 350 tons of oil spilled from the ship,which was carrying 1,700 tons of heavy fuel oil. Hundreds of anti-Wall Street protesters have held a millionaire's march in New York past the homes of some of the wealthiest executives in America. Members of the Occupy Wall Street movement and other groups made their way up Manhattan's east side, where some of the richest 1% of the population live in townhouses and luxury apartments.Michael King is one of the protest organizers.
The vast majority of us are getting cuts. We're getting budget cuts. We're getting job cuts. And the very wealthy are getting tax cuts. That's not fair. It's got to change.
For the past 3.5 weeks, protesters have besieged a park in Lower Manhattan near Wall Street, denouncing corporate greed and the gap between rich and poor.Tourism authorities on the Chinese mainland and Taiwan will meet in Beijing tomorrow to discuss allowing more mainland cities' residents to visit the island as individual tourists. A spokesman of the State Council Taiwan Affairs Office says the mainland feels positive about expanding the number of mainland cities that Taiwan allows to take individual trips through a trial program. Since late June, Taiwan has opened the door to residents of the mainland cities of Beijing, Shanghai and Xiamen.So far, 868,000 tourists, including 11,000 solo tourists, have visited Taiwan this year. And as the news from CRI, I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.